This is Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Jason Smith.
And I'm Catherine Loper.
Now it's time to take a look at some recent developments in health and wellness. Health professionals, community members, and families are working hard to make resources available for recovery.
Sometimes it's looking at the problem from a different angle or treating addiction in a more holistic way. Resources are becoming more available for those struggling with addiction.
But not all of those resources are safe or even effective, according to Dr. Peter Lurie. Dr. Lurie is the executive director and president of the Center for Science in the Public Interest, or CSPI.
We spoke to him about dietary supplements on the market that claim to ease addiction and treat withdrawal symptoms. According to CSPI, these supplements could be doing more harm than good. Here's Dr. Lurie.
The problem here is really twofold. One is that these companies were unable to provide to us any significant evidence that they in fact do what they claim to do, which is treat opioid withdrawal. And the second problem is that there are, in fact, three FDA products that are approved to do exactly that.
So not only are these companies marketing dietary supplements that don't have proven results as far as CSPI is concerned, but they could also be diverting people away from options that actually work.
So where does the Food and Drug Administration come in with all of this? Don't they regulate claims like these?
Well, that's what you might think. But according to Dr. Lurie, the difference is that these products are being billed as dietary supplements. Dietary supplements are narrowly considered food, not drugs. Putting it simply, the majority of supplements don't have to be proven effective.
They can come on the market, in effect, imply safety and effectiveness, and unless they make a claim that turns them into a drug, there's very little that the FDA can do.
CSPI has asked the FDA to take action on a number of companies, and so far their efforts are paying off. Those products are now either no longer being sold or are being marketed for something unrelated to opioid withdrawal.
So the FDA was able to get involved at some level, but it seems like they approached it from a different angle.
They did. Dr. Lurie explained it pretty simply.
What these companies have done is they've strayed into the area of making a claim that converts them into a drug. Since they're not approved as a drug, they are marketing an unapproved drug, and that's just flat out illegal.
You can find more information about the work Dr. Lurie and CSPI are doing on our website, wrvo.org.
We turn now to news out of one part of upstate New York that may spur promising developments in the community. Addiction of any kind affects an entire family. Sometimes the repercussions of that struggle can be seen for generations.
Researchers at Cornell University and the College of Human Ecology are partnering with Cornell Cooperative Extension Tompkins County to respond to the opioid epidemic.
They're hoping to respond to increasing rates of opioid abuse and child maltreatment in low-income rural communities in upstate New York. That's all thanks to help from the William T. Grant Foundation and their first institutional challenge grant. Here's professor and principal investigator on the grant, Rachel Dunafin, with an example of what they'll be working on.
We'll be looking at ways in which the family court system can address the needs of these families, as well as preventative programs that involve both parents and kids to try to stop substance use before it even begins.
And there's actually a second function of the grant that looks at the bigger picture. As she points out, faculty members are great at conducting research that makes important theoretical contributions.
But what we're not always good at is doing work that really makes a difference in the real world. And we're also not particularly good at engaging with partners working in our local communities to carry out this work. And so this grant is really about giving both faculty members and community partners sort of the skills, the time and the money that they need to work together to address pressing social issues.
Now, they've got a good base for this upcoming research as well, according to Anna Steinkraus of Cornell Cooperative Extension, Tompkins County.
In Tompkins County, we have a long history of providing parenting education for families who are involved with Department of Social Services and Child Welfare in some way, as well as for the community at large. And then for the last few years, since 2014, we were involved with a Family Treatment Court-related Strengthening Families program specific to families who are dealing with substance abuse issues. But where we struggle is what we do with that and being able to have some analysis of that and seeing is what we're doing as effective as we think it is.
They're hoping the partnership will help with that portion and potentially serve as a basis or model for future partnerships of this kind, not just in Tompkins County, but across the country.